Buffalo Bills offense? I mean, you have questions, who's going to play quarterback? What are you seeing as you prepare for this?
Yeah, you know, this isn't the first time we've had to prepare for multiple quarterbacks, so we're used to it at this point in our, you know, in the season. And, you know, whoever's out there, we just have to be able to make sideline adjustments. You know, anytime it's early in the season, obviously teams don't show a lot during the preseason, so you have to be able to make those adjustments during the game.
What do you see from Manuel from what you've watched?
I mean, strong arm. He can also run the ball. They have a lot of different packages for him. He's a good player for him.
How about Tool? Yeah, there you go.
Another guy that can move a little bit. You know, good arm, can make all the throws. Good player.
How's the stuff you know, C.J. Spiller, Fred Jackson, Stevie Johnson?
Yeah.
Is that stuff that you already know hard to stop?
Yeah, obviously, you know, you have a guy like C.J. Spiller who averaged, I think, 6 yards a carry last year. So, very explosive player. Fred Jackson has always been a hard guy to tackle. They're good backs. You know, they can do it all. They can also catch the ball at the backfield. So, they're just all-around backs.
What does Spiller do specifically that allows him to be as successful as he is?
Yeah, you know, I've personally seen the growth of C.J. Spiller, you know, from when he was a rookie till now. And he takes the ball anywhere. You know, he'll test the edge. Even if the edge is set, he'll run up inside. Strong lower body. You know, I think that's developed over the years. He's just a complete back.
What about tempo? Syracuse played fast on their own and hacked it the last couple of years.
Yeah, you know, tempo is always it's always difficult on the communication on the defensive side of the ball. You know, those guys also have to go out there and get lined up as well. So I've always been a fan of the huddle on our side of the ball, but if they want to go up tempo, we have things that can handle that.
And what about the challenge of a team that runs different types of offense? They've talked about maybe incorporating some read option in their offense.
Yeah, you just have to prepare for all those things. And like I said earlier in this interview, we go over a multitude of things, you know, during practice. And when it comes down to it, the first game, you're going to make sideline adjustments. You're going to see what they're trying to do, and the game will declare, you know, in the first half. So we'll have to see what happens.
We got 14 rookies that are on the team currently.
Is it 14?
14.
Oh, man.
Do you remember your first game and the jitters, the excitement, the whole thing?
I don't remember. Who did we play the first game, 08? No, you know what? The first thing I remember was a preseason game against Tampa and work done out in the open field. It was me and him. That's one of the things I remember. But, no, I don't remember. But I remember having guys around me that really showed the way. You know, Teddy Bruschi, Mike Vrabel, Rodney Harrison, those guys. And you know, you just have to try to, you know, calm these young guys down. They know how to play football. A lot of guys have been playing football their whole lives. And you just have to keep it in perspective, you know.
Chiefs.
Was the Chiefs? Yeah, it was the Chiefs.
Remember, remember that?
Great memory. Great memory. Yeah.
Something happened.
Oh, you're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. We won't talk about that.
One other, like, you haven't played that much this preseason. I mean, any concern on just, like, you likely play a full game conditioning wise? You know,
being let me tell you. You know, Coach Belichick does an excellent job getting it out of us during practice. So I don't think that'd be a factor. Right. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.